Our camp evangelist from Longview, Texas, Brother John Kershaw. He's blessed us every night, hasn't he? Would you stand as he comes? Let's stand in honor to the ministry as Brother Kershaw comes.
Thank you, Brother Clifford, and everybody said, praise the Lord. My goodness, I think you can beat that. Everybody said, praise the Lord. Yes, that sounds wonderful. Are you grateful to be a child of God tonight? You also ought to be grateful to be an American. Amen. You may be seated. The Lord bless you. I certainly have enjoyed being in Arkansas this week for many, many reasons, because I have so many wonderful friends in Arkansas. But above all, I'm really happy for the wonderful way that God has undertaken for us. We have enjoyed a tremendous visitation of His presence and of His Spirit. Men and women, boys and girls, have been filled and thrilled with the glory of God, for which we are very, very thankful. Now, this musical program tonight was very touching to me, especially since I was not born in America. I am a naturalized citizen of this beautiful nation. And I think that I appreciate America more than you that are born in this country. Too many of our people take it for granted. There are too many that complain, and they do not appreciate this great nation. It's a God-given privilege just to be born an American citizen. That's right. That's right. About 25 years ago, I stood before a judge in Albuquerque, New Mexico, and I had the honor to be sworn in as an American citizen. I'll never forget that time. It was one of the most outstanding times of my life. Next, of course, to being born again of the water and of the Spirit. I want to thank all of you that have been so kind and gracious this week. You have been so hospitable. You have cared for my every need, every desire, every whim. You have been so gracious, host. We thank you for it so very much. We thank God for the leadership that you have, both Brother Lumpkin, his family, and all the ministers that have done a tremendous job in this youth camp. I feel like God is blessing the spirit of cooperation and unity in the Arkansas district. And my prayers will be with you that this will be only the earnest of your inheritance. I am just believing that the best is yet to come. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let's all say praise the Lord. Everybody said praise the Lord. Amen. Amen. It's so wonderful. It's so wonderful. And of course, I hope that the Cliffords don't have more children. It would be a catastrophe, wouldn't it? Amen. Especially during youth camp. Praise God. But we're happy for the Cliffords. We're glad that the Lord has blessed their home with a family. I've got two beautiful children. You can buy them from me for $10 million apiece. But I wouldn't give you a plug nickel for another one. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Well, I love the Lord tonight. Amen. I'm so glad I came to be in Arkansas. Amen. I'm just happy that I have been a part of this great youth camp. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. I was so thrilled to see our young people get in and really worship the Lord as they should and receive such a beautiful blessing. And I pray that this blessing will not end tonight, but you will take it with you. Take it to your church. Sunday morning, behave yourself in Sunday school. Be a model student in your class. Sunday night, participate in the worship of the service. Pray in the altar. From this youth camp forward, let your life count for the Lord. Amen. 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 I want to preach to you tonight for a short while on a subject that is very dear to my heart. I want you to turn with me, first of all, to the 14th chapter of the book of John. I may preach 10 minutes, I may preach 20, I may go 30, but I am not going to preach very long tonight because I know you're anxious to get on the road. But I will work with you if you'll work with me. Amen. Now, I don't believe that everybody received the Holy Ghost that should have during this youth camp. And because this is the last night, there is no reason at all why they should not receive it tonight. Amen? How many would like to see somebody receive the Holy Ghost tonight? Praise the Lord. So I will do my very best to be short and sweet, and give you an opportunity to get into this altar and worship the Lord and receive from Him what He has for you. In the 14th chapter of the book of John, I want to read to you four words found in the third verse. I will come again. Will Jesus return on America's bicentennial birthday? Will Jesus return on America's bicentennial birthday? I wonder if He has it timed. For Him to return, during America's 200th birthday. Now, we are living at a time when we are hearing a lot of preaching on the second coming of the Lord. But the very fearful situation is that although we are hearing, we are not listening. And if there is an indication, a very strong indication that the Lord is coming soon, it is the indifference that is being displayed by His church that is living at the most exciting time of the church's pageant history, and that is His coming again. I don't know if there is any doubt in your mind whatsoever that the Lord shall come again. Now, I'm not going to preach on prophecy. You've heard me preach on prophecy before. But I want to say this. Several of you have come to me during this youth camp wanting to know the significance of the Lebanese and Syrian entanglement north of Israel in the land of Lebanon. The Palestinian Arabs, which are the majority Muslims in religion, and the Lebanese Arab, who are predominantly Christians. There is a religious war in Lebanon, and it's broken out among the Arabs. And I definitely believe that God is causing the Arabs to fight among themselves so that they will weaken themselves, because the promised land includes Lebanon, Syria, Jordan, down to the Nile. And before Israel could inhabit that land, the enemy of Israel must be weakened. And God has used those tactics many times in the past. The enemy destroys itself first. Then Israel goes in and possesses the land. And we are once again seeing history repeat itself. And the hand of God moving again by slowly destroying Israel's enemies that they may possess their rightful land. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And it's happening tonight while we are having youth camp in Arkansas. Hallelujah. That Arab preacher that was in my home Sunday, he said, I wish that the Israelis would hurry up. He said, I wish they would go ahead and take Lebanon. Go ahead and take Syria. Go ahead and take Jordan. That was an Arab speaking. Because he's baptized in Jesus' name and filled with the Holy Ghost and looking for the coming of the Lord. Hallelujah. 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 Will he come in America's bicentennial birthday? I say that he can. I believe that he can. I want to be honest with you. I have been preaching now for over 25 years that the rapture of the church will happen before the tribulation. And I'm almost beginning to doubt my conviction. I still want to believe it. But when I travel around the world, there are many of our church members that are already in tribulation. And I wonder if America is going to escape tribulation. Hallelujah. I wouldn't take anything for the last two night services that we have had, because it strengthens our young people. It gives them a tenacity. It gives them a desire to live for God. And the day may come when we will never be able to congregate again as we are congregating tonight. The day may come when we may have to go out in the fields and worship God only for a short time together. The church in America may have to go underground before the coming of the Lord. That's why you ought to enjoy yourself to your capacity. Hallelujah. Enjoy your Jesus and enjoy your salvation. For this great opportunity may never avail itself to you again. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I want to speak to you tonight. Four certainties about the second coming of Christ. Four certainties. I want you to notice, first of all, it is certain. If there is any doubt in your mind, I was listening to a preacher the other day, and he said that the church is going to be perfected on the earth, and that one day we will wake up and we will be strong, mature Christians, spiritual giants taking the land. And he did away with the second coming of the Lord Jesus Christ. And my mind quickly went to these four words. I will come again. It is certain that Christ will return. As I read my New Testament, the second coming of the Lord Jesus Christ is mentioned no less than 318 times. Every book in the New Testament speaks about the second coming of the Lord Jesus Christ, except four books. All the books of the New Testament, with the exception of four books, speaks of the second coming of the Lord Jesus Christ. The entire Bible, one-fifth of the entire Bible, is dedicated to prophecy that tells us that He is coming again. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I want you to know that 1/20 of the New Testament deals with the second coming of the Lord. The second coming of the Lord is mentioned twice as many times in the New Testament as the atonement. And it is mentioned 8 times more than the first coming. I want to make you aware of the fact tonight that you are living at the very hour. You are living in the very dispensation. as far as I am personally concerned, that we are the rapture generation. That from this generation, a church shall be raptured. A people shall be called out for His name's sake. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I am very perplexed. I'll try myself my very best to be very careful. But as I travel around America and around the world, I'm very perplexed. There is a disturbing factor. There is a loosening. There is a departing from the convictions and the standards of holiness that have brought us this far. I am disturbed. It's not enough for the pastor's wife to look holy and dress holy. It's not enough for the pastor's home to be clean. I want you to know it's not enough. I want you to know that God still expects our homes to be clean and our children to be clean and our children be raised according to the holiness standards of the Word of God. Hallelujah! There is a spirit of worldliness that's creeping into the United Pentecostal Church. It's very dangerous. We can't allow it to come in because Jesus says, I will come again. And I believe that this is the time that He is coming. He is not coming after a worldly church. He is not coming after an uncompromising church. He is not coming after a church that is not living for Him. Hallelujah. 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 Oh yes, I'm going to preach to you tonight. And I tell you what, if you leave, you're telling me you don't love the truth. So go ahead and leave. You're on the spot, aren't you? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. There's a breaking down in the home. The breaking down is not among our young people only. It's among the parents. You need to hear it tonight. There was a time in my church when I took a stand. I felt 100% sure that the parents were behind me. But I have lived long enough to find out that the parents are undermining the ministry by telling their children not to listen to what the man of God is teaching. Oh friend, you're going to live long enough to see your children without a desire to live for God. And you're going to wonder why. And the reason is because you did not love God enough to take a stand. Hallelujah. 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 I will come again. And I will take you unto myself. I will come again. This is the rapture generation. Hallelujah. Let me tell you something, friend. I am not losing my mind. But I want you to know, I was shocked the other day. I heard one of our ministers preach, and he told me that in his hometown, another United Pentecostal church preacher stood up, and he said that there was nothing wrong with our women wearing pants suits. I want you to know, if that man made that statement, he is not of God. Hallelujah. 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 I want you to know that the Bible teaches us that a man ought to be a man and a woman ought to be a woman. Hallelujah. 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 I don't care how much tongues the charismatics do and wear their blue jeans and cut their hair. They're going to answer to God. But I know what my Bible teaches me. Holiness. Holiness. Hallelujah. Without which no man can see the Lord. Woo! Hallelujah. 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 I thank God for the growth in the Arkansas district. I'm glad that this tabernacle is full, but I would not want growth on compromise. I don't want growth on worldliness. Hallelujah. Give me that all-time religion. It's good enough for me. Woo! Hallelujah. I will come again. We're not playing church. I will come again. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, glory. Hallelujah. I want you to know right now, friend, I'm for anybody that gets any kind of an experience in the Lord. I'm for them. I'm for them. But I'm not for them to the extent that I'm going to start believing as they believe. Hallelujah. I want to tell you right now, I don't care who it is. When they receive the Holy Ghost, I don't care where they receive it. If they receive the real Holy Ghost, my Bible says it will guide them and lead them into all truth. Hallelujah. 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 And I'm here to tell you, if it takes Acts 2:38 and holiness for me, it's going to take Acts 2:38 and holiness for everybody else. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. To be in the bride. Woo! I'm coming again. I'm coming again. I will come again. I will come again. Hallelujah. I'm sorry to say tonight that our strength has to be in our youth. 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 I thank God for these young people. I said, I thank God for these young people. I thank God for these young people. Hallelujah. I get so tired of people criticizing our young people. You have never come face to face with the temptations that these young people come with every day. Hallelujah. I'm so tired of seeing them torn down. Let me tell you, friend, this is a miracle. When you see a youth camp like this, and young men and women have a desire to live for God. Hallelujah. 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 There was a woman in our church, every time she stood to testify, she criticized our young people. So I began to dig into her background. And I found out that when she was their age, she never had the grace of God to live for God. She was backslid. And she married outside of the church. And I went to her. And I said, don't say another word about our young people. Because you never lived for God when you were their age. Hallelujah. I thank God for these young people. Hallelujah. 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 Amen. But she said, I left full. There was famine in the land. That's why she left. She was hungry. She had no money. She could not exist in Bethlehem. But now she comes back and she says, I left full. And I came back empty. Hallelujah. Let me tell you something, young people. Your most discouraging moments in the church. Hallelujah. Your most severe trial in the church is greater than the greatest moments that the world can offer you. Hallelujah. 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 Hallelujah! When you think you're empty, you are really full. When you think you're empty, you are really full. Woo! Hallelujah! 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 Woo! Hallelujah. My Lord. You know, we have specialists in our churches, specialists that specialize in the negative. And Miriam was a negative specialist. I'm as good as Moses. I can prophesy too. Hallelujah. So what? Maybe you are as good as the pastor. Has he ever told you you were not? And maybe you can prophesy. But you're not the pastor. And let me tell you something, young people. Anytime that your parents try to take one ounce of respect out of your system for your pastor, you ought to rebuke them, but really you shouldn't. But you better ignore them because they are speaking a lie and they're trying to destroy your walk with God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Don't you dare touch your pastor. He is the man of God. He is the go-in-between. You can't be saved without him. Hallelujah! Hallelujah! Woo! Amen.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I'm so sick and tired of disrespect. We're living in the coming of the Lord generation. He may come. And if you are a griper and a mumbler and a negative executive, you are going to be lost when the Lord comes. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He says, I shall come again. I shall come again. So Miriam, the Lord comes to her. He's dissatisfied. You see, you're not dealing with man, you're dealing with God. The cloud lifts, and she's leprous. And the pastor says, oh, please, God, forgive her. He says, no, she's got to go outside the camp for 7 days and seven nights. Put her out, put her out. And when she was outside of the camp, it wasn't as great as she thought it was. Because she knew that during those 7 days that they may break up camp and move off and leave her behind to the wild beast. You don't realize that the reason that God shows you mercy is because you are in the church of the living God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Just think with me just for a few moments how she felt. Do you know what she did for 7 days and seven nights? All she did was watch the cloud and watch the pillar. Because she knew if they would have moved, that would have been the end of her. Hallelujah. 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 Something tell me the cloud is fixing to move. The pillar of fire is fixing to move. Hallelujah. The church is fixing to break up camp. Oh, I don't want to be on the outside looking in. I want to be a part of this church. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Our Lord. I don't know why I'm preaching like this, but it's all right. You know who's egging me on? The young people are. Hallelujah. There is safety in our church because our young people love the truth. Hallelujah. 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 All right. It is certain that His second coming will be visible and personal. Acts 1 and 11. This same Jesus, which is taken up from you into heaven, shall so come in like manner. Paul said the Lord Himself shall descend from heaven with a shout, not a vision, but with a shout, with a shout. Hallelujah. He will come bodily and He will come visibly. John the Revelator said in Revelation 1 and 7, every eye shall see Him. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Every eye shall see Him. He shall return. He will return. And His return will be physical and visible. Hallelujah. 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 I've got to run along. It is also certain that He will come suddenly, and unexpectedly. As the lightning cometh out of the east and shineth even unto the west, so shall the coming of the Son of Man be. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. There is nothing more sudden than lightning. Oh, and that's how suddenly the coming of the Lord shall be. Hallelujah. That's all common scriptures, but I want to read them to you. You need to hear them over and over and over and over again. Hebrews 9 and 28, it is very certain that only those who love Him will be taken up with Him when He comes. For it says in Hebrews 9 and 28, unto them that look for Him shall He appear the second time. Hallelujah! 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 Only those that are looking for Him, they are the ones that will be taken when the Lord Jesus comes. I was in my Sunday school class the other day. And one of our ministers in the church was telling about meeting a doctor. He works in the hospital, the man does. And the doctor was very dejected. And the man from the church, Brother Willoughby, said, Dr. Greifenkamp, how come you're so dejected today? He said, Mr. Willoughby, not very long ago, he's an internal medicine man. He said, not long ago, one out of every 10 that I examined had cancer. But he says, it's slowly becoming one out of every 5 that I'm examining have cancer. And he said, there is an epidemic of cancer coming to America that one out of every 3, every home in America will be touched by cancer. He says, there is coming an epidemic. In my mind, something struck. And I knew that in the 24th chapter of the book of Matthew, there was an answer to this. So I went. And for some reason or another, I thought that the words, various diseases, but they're not there. I bowed my head in prayer and I read the first few verses of the Bible, and the word pestilence came out. And the word pestilence to me always was something like a locust, some certain kind of a pest. But I was led to turn into the dictionary, and the word pestilence means an epidemic of disease. It says in the last days, Jesus prophesying almost 2,000 years ago that there will be an epidemic of disease. And here are doctors in America prophesying that every home in America, not 10 years from now, but now it's one out of every 5. And if your home has 5 or more, it might be soon touched with the epidemic of cancer. But one out of every 3, that means your home, that means my home. And it hasn't been long since the news came from England that my brother, who is healthy or was healthy and strong, went to the hospital. They could not find out what was wrong with him. They sent for a specialist from London. And the specialist from London went to the hospital and checked my brother. And his sister-in-law called 3 nights ago. And my 51-year-old brother that is strong and healthy, the doctor says he can't live over 30 days. my God, an epidemic, pestilence. Someone says, I'll get a checkup every 6 months. That's well and good. A lady in our church, her husband never failed to have a checkup. His job made sure that every 6 months he had a checkup. He went for one checkup and he was 100% clear. He went for his second checkup after 6 months and they gave him 2 months to live. Do you know that the next visit to the doctor, either you or me, the death judgment of cancer may be pronounced over our life. Hallelujah. It won't happen to me. I hope to God it doesn't. But it's happening to a lot of people. And the doctors are becoming cruel. They're seeing so much of it. My brother-in-law went to the doctor on a Tuesday. He got in his car and drove 100 miles to another town. They called his wife on Thursday and said, he has cancer. But we can't admit him into the hospital till Tuesday. So there he was Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and Monday, waiting to be admitted into the hospital to find out how serious that cancer was in his system. 5 days of hell. And when they were through with him Tuesday, they said 2 months. 2 months. Not to him, not to his wife, but to the pastor. 2 months. That's all. 2 months. One doctor said, I can't set no time. An epidemic of cancer. Matthew 24 says, that is the last days. How many of you got your Reader's Digest, your latest Reader's Digest? You have your Reader's? Do you have it? Show me your hands. You have the latest Reader's Digest. Have you read about the Guatemala earthquake in it? Have you? Have you read about it? You should. It's a sermon. You need to hear it. You need to read it. Less than 1 minute, over 20,000 people were killed. And the same chapter says, in the last days, there shall be earthquakes. And no sooner did that pass, there was one in northeastern Italy and killed several hundred. And then another tremor in Guatemala again. There are earthquakes. And friend, let me tell you something. They are prophesying the most terrible famine in the world. And do you know that the Dust Bowl days are repeating themselves in many parts of America? Everything is pointing to the coming of the Lord. He says, I will come again and I will take you unto myself. Hallelujah. 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 Are you really ready? Are you really ready? Are you really ready? Are you really ready? I'm serious now. Are you really ready? Seriously, are you really ready? Seriously now, are you really ready? Are you really ready? Seriously. Are you? Are you really ready? Are you really ready? Hallelujah. One of our new converts, one of the most beautiful young ladies. She is beautiful physically, but she is more. I have never seen anything like that. She is beautiful spiritually. There's a shine of God's presence on her face at all times. She has the most beautiful, I think that's what the Bible talks about, the beauty of holiness when he talks about the beauty of holiness. It's something that Roxy has. She just came down the hill from the Assemblies of God Church and received the Holy Ghost in our church and was baptized in Jesus' name. And there is such a beauty. And the other night, God gave her a vision of the coming of the Lord. And when her husband woke up, she was running and screaming in her house saying, "He's coming. He's 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 coming." Hallelujah. And she came to church. And I had her testify. And the presence of God overwhelmed her. And she began to shake under the power of God. And the Holy Ghost just bathed her. And she began to scream with the strangest voice, "He's coming. He's coming." It seems like another spirit just took a hold of her. And it wasn't her voice, but it was the voice of God speaking through her. "He's coming. He's coming. He's coming." And I was so disturbed. I was so disturbed. I said, "God, do you have to shock me into awakening? Do I and my church need that display? Do we have to have that to believe when your word already declares it? Oh, church, we don't need another sign. We don't need another fulfillment of prophecy. We need to start believing that He is coming. He's coming again. And He's coming for them that are looking for Him." Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hitaramashanda rakata mahandayaha. Hallelujah. Will He come on America's bicentennial birthday? He can. This could be the year. This could be the year. This could be the year. I want everybody tonight, just close your eyes. Everybody, if you will, please, everybody. And I want you to start whispering where I can just barely hear you. The name of Jesus. Just Jesus. 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 Hita mama shatara kandama. Jesus. 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 Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. I just came back from burying a brother-in-law that was eaten up with cancer. And unless God undertakes for my brother, unless God undertakes, cancer has reached into my family. Hallelujah. 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 Young people, we don't have time for worldliness. You don't have time to step out of the church. I believe if you step out of the church, you may never have the privilege of stepping back in again. That's how quick the Lord is to come. If you step out of the church, you may never have the privilege of coming back to God again. It may be too late. Hallelujah. 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 Come on, whisper His name again. Jesus. Everybody. Jesus. 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 Everybody on the outside, say it with us. Jesus. Say it. Jesus. Everybody on the outside, say it with us. Jesus. 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 Hallelujah. There is someone in this building. You are a professional rejecter of the gospel of Jesus Christ. You are a professional rejecter. You have been around Pentecost for so long until it's too dangerous for you to remain in Pentecost without making a move towards God. And this is going to be your night. You'll hear me now. If you don't make a move tonight, you're going to be forever lost. Now you listen to me tonight. If you don't make your move, you professional rejecter, if you don't make your move tonight, you're forever lost. God is tired of fooling with you. Hallelujah. 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 I want everybody in this building that does not have the Holy Ghost to stand up. You don't have the Holy Ghost, stand up. You don't have the Holy Ghost, stand up. I want every one of you that doesn't have the Holy Ghost to raise your hands right where you are towards heaven. Alright, I want you to start walking towards the altars now. Come on, while your hands are raised. While your hands are raised. While your hands are raised. Keep your hands raised. Come here to the front. Keep your hands raised. Everybody standing up. Nobody kneeling. Everybody standing up. And come here to the front. Come here to the front. Come to the front. Amen. Everybody with your hands raised if you need the Holy Ghost. Keep your hands raised. Keep your hands raised. We need the Holy Ghost breakthrough right now. We need a 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 Holy Ghost breakthrough right now. I want everybody in this building that doesn't have the Holy Ghost to come down right now. Everybody in this building, outside the building, everybody on this campground that doesn't have the Holy Ghost, come down right now. Because He's coming. He is coming. Because He said so in His Word. He is coming. Hallelujah. 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 Come on. Come on. Everybody that doesn't have the Holy Ghost, come right down, right now. Hallelujah. 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 How many in this congregation, how many in this congregation are concerned about these in the altar? They're concerned about them. Raise your hands and ask God to do something for them right now. Ask God to baptize them with the Holy Ghost. Ask God to perform a miracle on their behalf. Hallelujah.